Welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis. We have open lines for you at 1-800-677-9377. You know, the Word of God can help you experience true freedom and life in Jesus Christ. There's something you'd like to discuss, a vital question perhaps to pose, why, give us a call, 1-800-677-9377. The lines are wide open right now. This is your invitation to hear how the Basic Gospel intersects with your life every day. Hear it, believe it, live it. It's Basic Gospel. Now on this Veterans Day, here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We certainly want to extend a heartfelt thanks to all of the veterans that are listening, who have served our country, who have fought diligently to preserve our freedoms. We take those for granted. We shouldn't, but we do. But one thing that we do know, whenever somebody experiences freedom, there's enemies that want to come and take that away.
Yeah.
So we need to protect that, and that's certainly what our veterans do and have done. And so we thank you for your service to this wonderful country. We've been celebrating Veterans Day officially since 1954, when Eisenhower made it an official holiday. It was earlier known as Armistice Day. And that was changed by Eisenhower. So we've been celebrating Veterans Day for all these years. And I think it's appropriate that we do so. But as I was thinking about it today, several verses in the New Testament came to mind, both passages out of 2 Timothy. Paul is writing his young son in the faith, and he says this, "You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men, who will also be qualified to teach others." So this is an encouragement to us as well, to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. That's where we've been planted. That's where our new life is to grow and to be cultivated and developed. Nowhere else but in the grace of God. And this wonderful grace that was extended to us in Christ Jesus, those are the things that we need to pass on, to entrust to reliable men. That's our calling. That's our ministry. And then he says this, "Endure hardship with us like a good soldier of Christ Jesus." This new life that we have, this being strong in the grace of God, this desire to pass that on to others, it's not going to come without hardship. We live in a world that is anti-God, anti-Christ, anti-church. That's just the nature of the world that we live in. And so there's going to be constant obstacles thrown in our path. There's going to be trials and tribulations and hardship. And Paul simply says, endure those hardships like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Don't be deterred from your mission. Continue on. You have a mandate. You have a calling. You have a task to carry out. And then he says this, "No one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. He wants to please his commanding officer." Who's our commanding officer? It is Christ Jesus himself. And he gives us a command to love others. He gives us the command to be ministers of reconciliation, the command to be ministers of a new covenant, to share this good news. And here's the reason. He simply gives a personal note. "Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory." We don't want to be sidetracked from our calling. Why? Because there's others that need to be saved, that others Christ is reaching out to through us so that they can go from death to life and experience freedom in Christ Jesus. We're going to have eternal rewards.
Yeah.
Those will come, and we'll just merely lay them back at the foot of Christ Jesus, and we will join the heavenly chorus of singing praises to him forever. Mm-hmm. That's going to be our eternal destiny. In the meantime, let's reach out and help others experience that same eternal destiny in Christ Jesus.
Absolutely. Well, this is Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, my name is Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us, everybody. Plenty of open lines. Want to hear from you, 1-800-677-9377. Again, toll-free in the U.S. and in Canada, 1-800-677-9377. And, Bob, we had an email on the earlier program about demon oppression and so forth. And I see we have a call on the screen.
Yes, we do. Well, let's go to Elena, who lives in Forest Hills, New York, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Elena.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. I was listening to the conversation. I only got the last part of it, but it absolutely caught my attention on demon possession. But I also wanted to mention something about demon oppression, because I know of people that have been delivered, actually believers, born-again believers that had schizophrenia, and they would actually hear voices for many, many years, and they would absolutely be delivered from it, as far and to the point of not taking any more medication. And I, from the testimonies I've heard, is a lot of people would reach out to churches, and a lot of churches are afraid to touch that topic and problem. But I would like to, if it's okay, to mention a website by James Stacy. He's from England, and his website is called Pray Until Schizophrenia is Healed. Another name for it is PUSH, P-U-S-H. And this man has had schizophrenia for 26 years, and now he's completely free, set free. And there's also another website called Operation Light Force by Richard Mull, M-U-L-L. And they also do a lot of healing in bipolar and schizophrenia.
Well, Elena, so, thanks for bringing that to the table today. You know, the gospel message is powerful. It
absolutely
is simple. It's powerful. And I think many in the world today, many believers in the world today, have lost confidence in its power. But also, there's a lot of things that are just unfamiliar to us. And certainly schizophrenia and those sort of illnesses, we just don't know what to do. It seems kind of above our pay scale for many ministers. Just don't know what to say. And so I think a lot of people shy away from it just because they don't want to make matters worse. They don't know how to approach
absolutely
that.
But
the gospel message does have answers, and it can penetrate. And it's not, in a lot of those cases, it's not an instantaneous thing. It's a process. It's it's a many-year journey that people have to take before they even start to experience some sense of freedom. So we need to understand it. But I think the love of Jesus Christ, it never fails. And so if we will understand that and help connect people to the love of Jesus Christ, we can see some positive things happen in people's lives and folks that society has just kind of discarded. But not Jesus at all. His love is there for them, and we can trust that. So, Elena, thanks for your call today. We certainly appreciate that.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Plenty of open lines, plenty of time on the clock. 1-800-677-9377. Again, 1-800-677-9377. If you live in Canada or here in the U.S., that's a toll-free call. And, of course, what sparked Elena's call was an email that we read on the earlier broadcast from Stephen, who lives in Redding, California. And I wanted to share it. We want to address the question again because we've done that exhaustively and I think completely. But Stephen says, "Hi, brothers. Keep on keeping on with the good news. I invest in your ministry every month. It is so much better than the stock market. What a great return. Always growing. It just doesn't get any better." And his question was, with all of the programs on television and movies about vampires, zombies, witches, and all the occult paranormal activity so prevalent in today's society, is it possible for a true Christian to be possessed with a demonic spirit? He says, "I see this question continually arising in this dark world in which we live. It seems the end game is being stepped up more in these last days as they unfold. I would like to encourage others, if they are being fed, to invest in the grace of God with the grace of giving. We all need this ministry," he says. "Thank you guys for being there and caring about the truth." And it's signed, your brother in Christ, Stephen from California. So fantastic encouragement, I thought.
Yes, indeed. And I certainly appreciate Stephen writing to us, taking the time to write to us. I know there's many listeners out there that would love to write and say thank you or just to share their story. But, you know, it takes time to write.
Yes.
And I just want to encourage you to take that time and send in a note. You can do so, you know, by mail or by email. Either way, it'll be a great encouragement to us and an encouragement to our listeners. So if you've been touched by this ministry, we certainly invite you to drop us a note and let us know how God has touched your life and the changes that you've seen take place as a result of knowing this gospel message and experiencing new life in Him. So we encourage you to write to us. We also encourage you to invest in the power of the gospel to change other people's lives.
Right.
When you invest in basic gospel, you're basically investing in that gospel message to penetrate human hearts and bring life to those who are dead in trespasses and sin, to lift burdens of guilt off of the shoulders of those mired with shame and guilt and sin and those sort of things, and to bring freedom to those who are held captive by legalism or religion or emotions or those sort of things. So your investment in this ministry is really an investment in the power of the gospel to change lives. So join Steve.
Yeah.
Make a contribution today. We need your help. There's lots of people out there who need your help, and you can help them by contributing to Basic Gospel.
Yeah, and we also have an excellent three CD series called Profiles and Characters by Bob Christopher, and it's yours for a gift of any amount. All you need to do to get yours and to make your request is to go online to basicgospel.net. We have prominent links right there on the homepage at basicgospel.net, or you can call and speak with our operator at 1-800-727-2828 during Central Time office hours. That number again, 1-800-727-2828. Got a question from Sam, who writes to us from New Brockton, Alabama. Says, Revelation 22:18 warns that everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book and adds to them, God will add to him the plagues described in the book. Then in 19 it says that if anyone takes away from the words of the book of the prophecy, God will take away his share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in the book. The question is, if someone had a share in the tree of life in the holy city and then did what is forbidden, would that mean that they are a saved person and then had their share taken away? Also, does adding or subtracting to the words have to be a conscious, deliberate choice, or is it something that can be done by using imagery or things like that from Revelation in a secular sense? For example, images of the four horsemen mentioned in the Revelation are often used in various forms of popular culture. Do these passages show that someone can lose their salvation?
Well, no, they don't show that at all. These are folks that are simply rebelling against God, and they're doing so in such a way that they are twisting and perverting the message that was handed down to the Apostle John and that was delivered to us. So they're trying to pervert it for their own purposes, for their own fleshly desires. The Word of God is filled with warnings about those particular people. Jesus talked about false prophets in the Sermon on the Mount. We see what they're like. Peter talks about false prophets. Jude talks about false prophets. Paul talks about false prophets. And all of them have the same agenda, and that is to carry as many people with them in their way of life as they possibly can. Misery hates being alone. Misery loves company. And so those who are miserable are trying to capture as many folks to join them in their misery. And they do that by perverting the Word of God, taking away from it or adding to it, taking away from the person and work of Jesus Christ, mitigating some way the efficacy of His shed blood. They do it that way. Or they do it another way, by trying to add to it. It's Jesus plus. Jesus plus this, Jesus plus that, Jesus plus something else. So they add to this. But the message, the revelation, is all about Jesus and the victory that He won for us through His death, burial, and resurrection. You take away from that, you add to it, is a sign of your deep rebellion against God. And so you never were a part of the tree of life. The offer was there to you, but it's saying, hey, I'm even going to take the offer off the table, and you're going to receive all the judgments that this book describes. Why? Because you're the one that those judgments are directed toward. And just the sheer fact of taking away or adding to it shows the true nature of your heart, the true nature of your character, the true nature of your stubborn rejection of Jesus. So it's a harsh warning. But these folks, they could have been saved if they received, but they chose not to.
Yeah.
So they merely remain dead and receive those judgments that will come against the ungodly.
Absolutely. 1-800-677-9377. Some time remaining on the clock. We want to hear from you. 1-800-677-9377.
Let's go to Wilmington, North Carolina, and talk with Paul, listening to us on our great station there. Hi, Paul.
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call. I just wanted to echo what you were saying. We were talking to the lady earlier, and she was talking about, really, about mental illness, but she had mentioned about demonic possession. And I've been involved in different ministries and things, and through different Bible studies, I've encountered people who have been dealing with mental illness. One particular lady who had joined our Bible study, and she was on a lot of different medication. And as she joined our Bible study, and we started going through the Word, and she got a really good understanding of the gospel. And we continued in the Word, and you know, as Paul says, that our minds are renewed by the washing of the water of the Word. We continue to see her being healed by that truth of who Christ was and the healing power of His Word. And she now today is, she was on around a dozen different types of powerful medications. She's down to two medications and doesn't battle with depression any longer. Just the gospel and God's Word just brings such healing. I did encounter someone who was actually hanging around church folks and hanging around the Christian ministry. We had a coffee house there, and this person had been involved in the occult. And, you know, truly had never, though she had been hanging in Christian circles and hung around with those type people because of the support they could bring her, had never really accepted Christ. She was hearing voices and different things, and we actually did pray for her to receive Christ, and she had, you know, showed the signs of demonic possession. So I don't believe it's possible for any Christian to be demonically possessed.
Yeah, I think the Word says that very clearly. If you're in Christ, Christ is in you, and Christ isn't going to share His dwelling place with an evil spirit. That would be a house divided. So once we're owned by God, once Christ has possessed us and indwelt us, there is no way that a demonic spirit could come in. It could only influence us externally. And that's through deceptive tactics and, you know, all the things that he does. So it's very important for us to realize that not all mental illness is demonically induced. I think it's important for us to realize that. There are certainly physical things. So we have to have some discernment there. But we shouldn't throw out, you know, the spiritual side of things. There are evil forces in this world. There are demonic forces at work, and we need to recognize that. And we have a cure, and the cure is Jesus. And Jesus said, when you know truth, truth will set you free. And we just have to be diligent in delivering truth and allowing God to do His work in the lives of people. And Paul, you're faithful to do that, and we sure appreciate how God is using you in some significant ways there in Wilmington. And keep on keeping on, my friend, okay?
Amen. You too. Thanks, my brother.
Thanks, Paul.
Great call today.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk to Maria in El Paso, Texas. Hi, Maria.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, thanks.
We listen to your show every day.
Excellent.
Really appreciate you being there answering questions. I was wondering, my family and I were studying the Bible, and they kind of brought, well, my children brought this up. If God made us in
Maria,
His
Maria,
could
we get you to turn your radio down in the background? We're getting some feedback there. It's kind of distracting.
Oh, I'm
turn
sorry.
It on? Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
If God made us in His image, in His likeness, does that mean He's like us? Does that mean He was in human form? Does that mean...
No,
exactly
he's not like us. We're supposed to be like him, an expression of his nature and his characteristics in this world. But all that changed when sin entered in. You know, Adam and Eve, they were created in the image of God. And if you looked at them while they were in the garden and you wanted to know what God was like, you would find out some really good information by looking at Adam and Eve, because they reflected the life and nature of God. They weren't divine, they were human, but in their dependent relationship upon their Creator, the qualities and characteristics of the Creator were shining through them. Sin came into the picture, and sin kind of jaded that image. And so now if you looked at man and said, hey, I think, you know, we'll find out about God, you'd have to conclude that God is a murderer, God is a liar, God is a thief, God is, you know, all of those things that we see out in the world. But that's not an accurate, truthful reflection of God. Sin has changed that. But now when we get recreated through faith in Jesus Christ, we have an opportunity to be restored to the way God intended us to be and reflect his qualities and characteristics in this world again. So believers have been restored, and we see some of that image restored in their lives today. So that's exciting, isn't it?
Yes. A lot. Okay.
Does that help, Maria? Because that's an excellent question.
Yes.
And there's going to be a day when everything's going to be restored, and that we truly will reflect God's image through us. And that's going to be that's going to be a glorious day. Our bodies will be new. Our souls will be totally aligned with God, and our spirits are alive, and everything will just be wonderful at that time, Maria.
Right, we're anxious for that day.
Yeah, I think we all are. We all say with the Spirit and with the Bride, come, Lord Jesus. That's going to be the day. Well, Maria, great question, and it's awesome that you're sitting down with your kids and having conversation about the Lord. That's just, I think, the greatest thing a parent can do is talk to their kids about Jesus Christ and His great love. And thank you for doing that, Maria. God bless you.
Yes, indeed. Thanks
for
calling.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
And thanks to everybody for joining us for Basic Gospel. We're here every day, and we invite you to be also. And to show our appreciation for your support of Basic Gospel, for your gift of any amount, we have that excellent 3-CD series for you by Bob Christopher. It's called Profiles in Character. Throughout biblical history, God has looked for people of character, those who reflect His light in this world of darkness. But what makes someone stand out in this world? Well, Bob unlocks that secret in 3 life-changing biblical accounts and profiles in character, yours for a gift of any amount. To make your gift and request your CD series, call 1-800-727-2828 or visit us online at basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net. Or by calling and speaking with our operator at 1-800-727-2828 during Central Time office hours. We also invite you to join our email list by clicking subscribe in the upper menu at basicgospel.net. You'll get late news about the ministry, upcoming events, and information about new products and resources to enhance your understanding of the Christian life. So click subscribe when you visit basicgospel.net. If you like what you hear each day on Basic Gospel, we encourage you to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Basic Gospel RDO. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and the ministry staff, this is Bob Davis inviting you to join us again tomorrow at the same time for another live edition of Basic Gospel, and we hope you'll enjoy the rest of Veterans Day if you've served in the armed forces of our country and have served. We appreciate your part in the fight for freedom around this world. Thanks for being a veteran. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.